Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
I wanted to talk about this. NHL trade rumors has follows, and basically the tweet said the following, and someone tagged me on it. Could the San Jose Sharks actually flip the second overall pick to the Dallas Stars for Jason Robertson with a weak UFA market and Dallas facing a brutal salary cap crunch? This blockbuster makes shocking sense. Here's what I had an issue with, Sean. The next statement, is Robertson worth the number two pick? And someone asked me about this, and I said he's averaged 89 points in his five full seasons, with three of those seasons 40-plus goals. If you get a player that puts up those numbers with pick number two, as a general manager, Sean, you're over the moon happy, right? If you get a player like Jason Robertson. So I just think, I personally, like, if you want to do it for cap space, you know, if there are different reasons, but to say, is the second pick worth losing over Jason Robertson? I mean, have some respect on Jason Robertson.
Well, yeah, and it's like, I understand the sentiment of people get really enamored in with draft classes, right? And we know Toronto's got the number one pick, and it's a big debate right now. Is it going to be Carson Carroll's, Ivor Stenberg, Gavin McKenna going number one, right? If you are like, if you're this, if you're going to tell me that, and I see so much draft stuff, right? Like Jason Robertson is a, like, Jason is now, how old? I want to make sure he's 26, right?
Yeah.
He's 26. He's a proven century mark goal scorer and is going to sign, you're going to have him for 27, 20. Like if you saw, if this was a trade you would be making, you'd be getting him for 8 years probably.
Right.
And you're getting him to his early, into his mid 30s, and his game is going to age well in my view. So like, yeah, like I don't understand I guess sometimes people kind of get so caught up in the beauty of like, hey, would I trade him for the number one overall pick? I don't know, because that's a lot of, like, I think Gavin McKenna is going to be really damn good in the long run. Now, I guess it's the question for, if you're San Jose, is would I trade let's talk through this, Gavin, because the timing of this is interesting. What if Toronto overthinks? If you're San Jose, and this is where the second overall pick conversation comes into play, I think there's a lot of really good players in this draft. There's a lot of really good ones that can, but if Gavin McKenna is available, I would not trade Gavin McKenna for Jason Robertson. Gavin McKenna is a younger version of Jason Robertson, okay, in my mind. Younger version of Jason Robertson, elite winger, going to be a 100-point guy in the NHL. That's what Gavin McKenna is going to be in the NHL. Mm-hmm. In my mind, if Toronto overthinks this and takes Ivar Stenberg, all of a sudden the Stars are happily making the trade for Gavin McKenna for Jason Robertson with what that does for your cap.
Right.
But if Toronto does what they should, and I think they will.
Yeah.
Then you're happily, then Robertson is incredible value for the second round pick. So that's where second over pick. That's where this kind of gets a little bit kind of confusing on all of this. I also think the other part of this whole Jason Robertson thing is you hear about the Stars cap crunch and everything like that. And it does exist, right? They do have a cap crunch and everything like that. But if you really think the Stars are going to let Ilya Lyubushkin or Radek Foxa or Sam Steele's contract stop them from keeping Jason Robertson, you are out to lunch.
Yes.
They are going to figure out Jason Robertson's deal. They're going to figure out Jason Robertson's deal and then make the other moves to open up the space and make those moves. Like Radek Foxa is a prime candidate to be moved. Just the reality of it. Yep. It might be a little difficult, but you could move Lyubushkin. These moves are not what people think they are. So that's important to me to bring up here. So, and Jason Robertson's value is going to be fascinating. Is he going to be a $12 million player like Mikko Rantanen? Is he going to be a $13 million player? Personally, I don't have a problem if Jason Robertson's a $13 million player, because I think with what the cap's going to be in a couple of years, it's going to be – that's him getting more of what his market value should be. So then you move Radek Foxa. You find a way to part with Sam Steele. You do something like that. So if you're San Jose, you should be doing backflips. If you could get – Jason Robertson on the wing with Macklin Celebrini.
Oh.
Like, good Lord.
I know.
Just seriously, right?
Yeah.
Like that is, you have, if you had a Celebrini Robertson pairing, would be the NHL's best line for the next 8 years.
Yeah.
So, of course, I would trade the second pick for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think there is something that some people, they might not notice because they don't watch Stars on a regular basis. Like, I personally saw a lot of improvements and a lot of attempts for improvements in Robertson's game. Fitting the style of a Glenn Gullitson play. I thought he was much more physical this year. I thought he was stronger. And the whole thing, like, we forget, everyone was like, well, Jason Robertson can't score in the playoffs, and yet he was the best goal scorer against Edmonton in the Western Conference Finals, and look what he did this year. So I think we can flip the script and maybe say that Jason Robertson's probably the best goal scorer for the Stars of recent, playoffs. So I just, the narrative to me, and Sean, I wanted to ask you this, because sometimes do we get enamored Celebrini, McKenna, McDavid, McKinnon, they're all amazing players, but they have that speed and that elusiveness. And maybe Jason Robertson gets penalized because he's not one of those guys.
I've compared Jason Robertson to a less brash version of Brett Hull.
Yeah.
In my mind, where he is someone who he does the, how do we decide who wins the game? So at the end of the day, goal scoring is the most important thing, right? He does the most important thing in the game. He scores a lot of damn goals. And so I think his game doesn't his game doesn't, he's not a highlight reel player, and that's fine. And I thought his game, I personally think his game took a lot of steps this year in the playoffs. Like, so I'm a big believer that Jason Robertson's game is going to age well. I think once he's signed, I think you get a good piece. I just think you have to understand who Jason is. He's not going to be the rah-rah guy. He's going to be the iPad kid on the bench who watches his shift and then takes that data in and does the right and does it and goes about it the right way. As long as you know who Jason Robertson is, if you think about him as your Brett Hull equivalent of, hey, we got a guy who can put up 100 points and can score at any time, any shift could be the goal. That's how you have to look at him. And that to me, that's more valuable than a lot of people want to give him. Now, we can have the other discussion about other things like this whole Robertson discourse, and Robert and I, to tease a little bit, Robert and I are going to have some more Robertson discussion tomorrow on Algorithmically Incorrect about it. But this discourse has just turned people crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it's the whole concept of people saying like there's the rumor mongering about Brady Tkachuk for Jason Robertson. Would you make that trade? I definitely would be open to having that discussion.
I'd be open.
Yeah. But the amount of people who are trying to completely discount what Brady Tkachuk is has been hilarious to me, right? Like there's been so many people who are like treating Brady Tkachuk like he's Radek Foxa.
Yeah.
Like Brady Tkachuk is a over point per game scorer in Four Nations, Olympics, and IIHF events. Did he have a subpar playoffs and did they get bodied in the playoffs? Yes. But put Brady Tkachuk on a team as good as the Stars?
Yeah.
Probably a 100-point guy. Just calling it what it is. So.
Yeah. Nope. That's great.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
All right, let's end with this because this is fascinating. And Sean, as we know, is an elite beer league goaltender. Elite! As the Anchors are crushing it this year. Looking for what? Cup number 6 or 7 or?
I am actually, I don't know how many we've won.
Oh.
I say that in the, like, I'm not trying to be humble, but like
it's been even Florian Wieser over in Italy knows how many cups he's won, Sean.
Yeah. We lost in the semis last season. So there's always a bit of that retribution needed right now. So
I love talking goaltending with you. I have a fondness for it. And I'm fascinated because if you look at the team still in it, Colorado, Minnesota, Buffalo, Montreal, Anaheim, Vegas, and who am I missing? I'm missing Carolina. Why am I drawing a blank on this? But the bottom line is the elite goaltending as far as name wise, like when you look, it's interesting because Anderson getting it done in Carolina, Montreal with a rookie goaltender, Buffalo rotating goaltenders, Anaheim with Stahl that's a very good story, but still kind of came out of, you know, nowhere, not a relatively known name. Vegas with Carter Hart, Colorado rotating goaltenders, Minnesota going back and forth on goaltender. I'm not saying these goaltenders are bad, but it's not like we're seeing a Hellebuck, a Ottinger, a Shesterkin, or, you know, just go down the Jeremy Swayman, names like that. We're just not seeing that this year.
Yeah, it's more so of and then Jacob Dobish in Montreal is obviously the great story.
Yes.
Like 6 or 7 years ago, he was playing high school hockey in Missouri, which is a fascinating story. But the the big name, big money guys, and Dostal, though, in Anaheim, I will push back on Dostal. He's one where like they knew he was the guy, yep. Right? They traded John Gibson away to knowing he was the guy. He got the contract extension. But yeah, a lot of teams winning either story, basically legacies are being written or guys are emerging in a lot of ways. And that makes things a lot of fun, right? The Colorado series, we see them go from Scott Wedgwood to Mackenzie Blackwood for game four last night. It goes to the, it goes back and forth to the kind of the logic of, for me, and will be interesting to diagnose at the end of this, because whoever wins the cup, there's a pretty good chance whoever wins the cup this year will probably have played. There's pretty good odds they'll have used multiple goalies in the postseason. There's pretty good odds of that. Or at least there was a heavy timeshare during the regular season. And that goes back to the past couple years, right? Where last year, obviously, Bobrovsky played every game in the postseason last year, but 2 years ago, there was a bit more of the body of work was less. Aiden Hill, when Vegas won, they used three goalies when they won before that. Colorado, the reality here is, I think the position is evolving in.
Is it like a running back where it might change in the future, but are we seeing, I hate to use this term, Sean, because I don't want anyone to take offense, but the devaluing of the goaltender. In other words, if we have a real solid goaltender, but really good defense, that could be the key.
So not devaluing. The big thing is the gap is smaller now, right? Like the gap has never been smaller, I think, between starter and backup means, right? Like it used to be, Marty Turker was so much better than his backups. Let's just call that.
Yeah.
So the gap has never been smaller. So it makes sense from an energy reason to use those assets, right? The game, the position has also become more physically, difficult with the way, especially with the post integration now, the way that goalies slam their hips into the posts. RVH is a dirty word that people use all the time. They think about post play, but the way that kind of difficulty of the position has made wear and tear more prevalent if you play a ton of games. And then I think it's kind of I'm actually going to write something about it probably for later this week over at Chapshots, is there's the, we go from this kind of tandem system in the regular season now. And I have some thoughts about this after we had Bruce Boudreau on last week, because he kind of brought up this up and it's been noodling around in my head on this as well. We go from the regular season to the playoffs, where these guys have never been asked to play 20 straight games, right? So you go from a reality, where, hey, you're used to playing 4 or 5 games in a row, then the backup gets in, 4 or 5 games in a row, then the backup gets in, getting a rest every so often too. Hey, now I need you 24 straight games if we're going to win this whole thing. And that's a hard ramp up. And I wonder if we kind of keep going further and further on down the line of coaches realizing not the full blown baseball series, Gavin, where you have and I'm mumbling a little bit because I'm thinking about writing as we're talking at the same time here. So I apologize to my critics who want to. But do we get to the spot in hockey where it's not a bad idea to go into a series with scheduled starters?
Yeah.
Like just like in baseball, right? Obviously not going to be like in baseball where you use five, but you go into a series and be like, hey, we're going to give like this from a Stars perspective. Hey, we're going to go into this. We were going to that Minnesota series. Hey, Jake's got game one and two. Casey's got game three. No matter what, Jake's back in net for game four.
Right. Well, and it's factual. It's not a, you know, a theory or you and I throwing out opinion that players notice who's in goal. And a lot of times things tighten up when different goaltenders are in net.
Correct. 100%. Yeah.
So, you know, Colorado did it last night. I don't think it was anything against Wedgwood, but, you know, Blackwood came up big. So
I was talking to a good friend who's a Colorado fan. And he was bringing that up, and he's like, it felt really harsh to Wedgwood to after what he'd done. And I'm like, I get that. But also at the same time, there's a reality here that you have to make sure you win the game, right? You have to make sure, like, I would not be surprised if Scott Wedgwood does play another game for Colorado. He'd probably go back to Blackwood for the closeout game in game five, but don't be surprised if Wedgwood gets the net again. Like, I think that's kind of looking at the hockey world in a new reality.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Sounds like Sean's got some great stuff coming up, and that's why you have to subscribe to his Shap Shots. That's his Substack. Just a few dollars a month, guys, and you're going to get great articles. I enjoy the experience myself. He also writes for Elite Prospects. Support D Magazine. Check out, you can go to at Sean Shapiro on Twitter, and you can see his link to his article. Let's get those hits and page views up for D Magazine. Great article on Jamie Benn, and as Sean and I have both said, you need to read it to understand it. Don't go by necessarily the headline. Not that the headline's bad, but people can jump to conclusions. That's not the case. A terrifically penned article from Sean in D Magazine. So, a lot of good stuff coming up, including a new episode of one of my favorite YouTube channels, Algorithmically Incorrect, with my guys, Sean Shapiro and Robert Tiffin, tomorrow. So more Jason Robertson talk with the guys tomorrow. Sean, you got a lot going on, man. It never stops for Sean Shapiro.
No, it's fun, though. It's fun. Like, I enjoy it. I truly believe I don't work for a living, Gavin.
That's great.
I get to have, this is chatting with you and having the opportunity to talk hockey with you, to do some writing, to basically kind of live a dream. So I want to just take the quick time here on Random Tuesday to say thank you to everyone who listens to this show. Thank you to anyone who reads, because it really is pretty damn cool that I get to do this, and I don't ever take that for granted. So thank you.
Yeah. And special thanks to one of our special listeners, Wasico. Sometimes you get people that ask, like, hey, I want to listen to some new hockey podcasts. And he mentioned Spits and Suds. That's always nice. Thank you guys for spreading the good word. I appreciate it. Sean's got some big stuff coming up, so please support his efforts. His Substack is terrific, like I said, and go and support his D Magazine and subscribe to that YouTube channel, Algorithmically Incorrect. Sean, look forward to talking with you again, maybe after they haven't come out yet with the Manson suspension, right? Or the fine. I'm guessing it might be a fine.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. It's going to be interesting, won't it?
That was a very, I have to say, with all the hockey I watch, haven't seen that one before.
It was also interesting just the way all of that was kind of, the way part of that was delivered, was to hear PK Subban being part of the interview about, hey, this guy's a dirty player or not, was the irony was not lost on me.
Yeah. Well said. That is very well said. Love having Sean on the program. Love having Gregory Finley as the producer. Special thanks to the on-time experts, as always, for their help as well. For Sean and Greg, I'm Gavin of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. Spread the word, everyone. Until our next off-season episode, have a great day, everyone.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.